I went to see High Rise as part of the senior cinema this season, so it was $7, good price.
Senior cinema season, yeah. Okay.
Good price given that it was a 2015 British science fiction movie, which was only released last year. And it's based, of course, on the Ballard novel of the same name, which came out in 1975. Basic idea, it's a huge high-rise and...
this is like the high-tech high-rise, isn't it?
High-tech high-rise and things go amiss.
Yeah.
They run into problems and the lifts break down. And
so like the society.
Society breaks down and all sorts of problems.
Are they trapped in this high-rise?
No, but they seem to... The money people in the high-rise are up on the higher levels.
Of course.
And there are poorer people who are in there, and the money people get upset about the poorer people sort of invading their space and using the swimming pool for all the kids and stuff.
A bit like Snow Crash.
If a bit like, post, yeah.
You would have standard on its end.
A little like that. And the Tom Hiddleston plays
Snow
Hero.
Whatever it was. The train one.
Mm.
Dr. Rob Lamy, I think it is, who's a psychiatrist who moves into the high rise after his sister dies or something. It's a 40-story high rise, I think. It's somewhere up. The top half. We're introduced to the residents of the high rise through our hero, and we find out what's happening. And the opening of the film has him there, sort of eating a barbecued haunch of a dog. And then there's a flashback to find out how he got to that state in 3 months.
I guess I would be wondering about that myself.
Yeah.
Like, is society entirely broken down?
And it's really interesting. The architect for the whole building lives on the top floor, and it's played by Jeremy Irons.
Of course, because he specialises in weird, creepy people.
Well, yeah, he's generally dressed in white and stuff. But the really strange thing is up on the top floor, presumably on the roof, there appears to be something akin to the gardens of Versailles, with his wife is tending the garden and riding her horse. In the garden,
so the
top high rise.
Not been eaten at this point.
Yes, the wife's played by Kitty Hawes.
Oh,
it's directed by Ben Wheatley. The screenplay's by Amy Junt, who's I think his wife. And it's a compelling film. It's really interesting. Well worth watching. It's sort of that slow motion descent into savagery.
It's incredibly claustrophobic in the air. It's excellent.
It felt like the Ballard novel, I think.
The part of this is part of my brain going, why didn't they just leave? I mean, I get that there are reasons why they could.
Well, they had to live somewhere.
Well, they had to
and they
live
like
somewhere.
Living there. It's just they didn't like some of their neighbours.
Yes.
And I think they liked the drug and sex parties and things like that were going on. I mean, you know, there were certain things they could do in there. The strange question, of course, is why when there are mysterious deaths, the police don't interfere with what's going on.
Well, this is what I was kind of thinking.
It's a bit like housing estates where the police generally don't go for fear of being done. But well worth seeing. Good acting, interesting story.
By the way, it was Snowpiercer we were thinking of in terms
yes.
of... Yeah, just in case anyone was wondering.
Yes, I didn't think it was that, but that's the only name that popped in my head was Snowpiercer.
Sounds interesting. And it's good to see Tom Hiddleston. I mean, I really like Tom Hiddleston, so, you know, and I think he's fabulous as Loki.
I get the impression about half the world's population really like Tom Hiddleston.
I think probably half the world's population does like Tom Hiddleston,
yeah.
But, you know, we've seen him doing Shakespeare as well. He's a pretty good actor.
And he's worked with this director before when he did Only Lovers Left Alive.
Oh, right, okay. I didn't realise it was the same director. All right.
Well, I think it was the producer rather than the director.
All right.
The other film, so.
Which is also a fabulous film.